This episode of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue is one of two shows that we recorded in Huddersfield on the 15th of March in 2020. Very sadly, a month later, our dear friend Tim Brooke Taylor died, and so they proved to be the last shows he made and the last time we had the pleasure of working with Tim. We are immensely grateful to his wife, Christine, for agreeing to the broadcast, which we would like to dedicate to the memory of Tim, a lovable and joyfully funny man.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a trip to Huddersfield in beautiful West Yorkshire. The town of Huddersfield is the 11th largest in the United Kingdom, boasting a population of 165,000. With their unfailing generous disposition and instant sunny smiles, tourists here stick out like sore thumbs. Under Danish rule in 1015, a school was built here by King Knut, who immediately introduced emergency spelling lessons. In 1752, many English cities suffered rioting with the introduction of the Gregorian calendar, which skipped from the 3rd to the 13th of September. The people of Bradford believed their lives were being shortened, so they took to the streets in celebration that they had 11 days less to live in Bradford. This part of Yorkshire is the spiritual home of Rugby League. For those many Radio 4 listeners who won't be familiar with it, we should explain that Yorkshire is a place up north somewhere. The town is rightly proud of Huddersfield Grammar School, a co-educational independent school which specialises in the classics. And that's quite unusual these days. The school I went to gave up teaching Latin just after World War XI. A little dog called Huddersfield Ben was an early Yorkshire Terrier who is acknowledged by the Kennel Club to be the founding sire of the dog breed we know today. Ben died in 1871, as did his last mate. According to the Town Museum's website, the pair can be seen there, stuffed and mounted, although in the picture it looks like they're just standing next to each other. This part of the world is, of course, famous for its traditional Yorkshire pudding, which is soon to be awarded protected geographical status. The true Yorkshire pudding is made of a batter comprising flour, hen's eggs, and full cream milk from Yorkshire-bred cows, which is baked in piping hot beef dripping. The Yorkshire Heritage Society say that if anyone would prefer a vegan version, they can just bugger off back to North London. Let's meet the teams. On my right, Timbrook Taylor and Rachel Paris. And on my left, Tony Hawkes and Marcus Brigstock. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a round inspired by musicians. In this round, I'll be asking the teams to suggest how the titles of certain well-known musicians or bands might be changed for the worse by the alteration or addition of a single letter, hence the title Ruin a Band with a Single Letter. Funnily enough, the most famous example came up for auction recently at Sotheby's. It read, "Dear John Lennon, you don't know me, but I'd love to hang out. Yours sincerely, Yoko Ono." Be funny on the way home when you get it. So teams, your examples please of bands or musicians ruined by a single letter change. Tim, you can start.
Small feces.
Always rely on you for a classy start. Thank you, Tim. Marcus.
Spandau mallet.
Rachel.
Mold play.
Tony.
The average shite band.
FU2.
Ragu against the machine.
Snot patrol.
The Grateful Dad.
Adam and the anus.
Pussy rot.
Uretha Franklin.
The why.
Piss.
I was trying to think of one for the cult, but I got stuck.
Well, I wish I'd never asked. Okay, it's now the time when I ask our teams to sing one song to the tune of another. The nearby city of Bradford was the birthplace of One Direction's Zayn Malik. At the height of One Direction mania, Zayn could often be found watching his beloved Bradford City. He went there to escape the crowds. Now, to provide piano accompaniment, we have Colin Sell. Listeners won't be surprised to hear that Colin recently gave a recital of an unfinished symphony, Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. It was unfinished at the request of the audience. Okay, we'll start with you, Tim. And I'd like you, please, to sing the words of the Funky Gibbon by the Goodies to the tune of On Ilkley Moor Bar Tat.
Come round, everybody, it's Gibbon time. We're the Goodies, how do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage doing a dance that could be the range. It's not hard, so let's all do the Funky Gibbon. Ooh, 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 do, do. The Funky Gibbon, the Funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how. Ooh, 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 ooh. The Funky Gibbon, he's just like you. Come on and do the Funky Gibbon now.
Thank you, Timber Taylor. You now, Marcus Brigstocker, I'd like you please to sing the words of My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry to the tune of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy, silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
Thank you, Marcus. Your turn, Rachel. I'd like you to sing the words of Get Up, You Make Me Feel Like a Sex Machine, to the tune of the Carpenters' Lovely Yesterday Once More.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I wanna get into it. Man, you know, like a sex machine. Moving, doing it, you know, can I count it off now? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the seat. Sex machine.
Thank you, Rachel.
Finally, Tony, I'd like you to sing the words of that old music hall hit, The Marrow Song, to the tune of When a Man Loves a Woman.
A man, I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the local flower show. When the story got around, they came from far and wide. When the people saw the marrow, everybody cried. Oh, what a beauty! Never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty. Must be 2 foot long or even more. It's such a lovely color. It's nice and round and fat. I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that.
Round, word for word, is all about words. The Himba tribe of the northwest Namibian desert have no word for water. It's something they have in common with the Weatherspoon tribe of northeast Huddersfield. So I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Tim and Rachel. And Tony and Marcus, your job is to try to spot a connection. If I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over and so on. So off you go, please. Tim and Rachel.
Jungle.
Fear.
Lobster.
Marcus is coming with a challenge there.
Yeah, there's a connection there.
Between...
I'm scared of lobsters.
You're scared of lobsters?
I've had crabs, and it, frankly, I just feel if it escalates, you know.
Now we've got too much information. I feel that's a somewhat subjective challenge, that you're scared of lobsters. Not everyone is. That's why there's okay. No, I feel there's a connection for you, but not for everyone. Oh, you
no,
are
sure,
as well,
sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, someone else in the audience is. So, look, if you're going to gang up on me, then... It's just a bit of fun, you know. It's a game. Doesn't mean you... Oh, all right, I will allow the objection in that case. It seems to be a very common phobia in Huddersfield. So you... Over to you, Marcus and Tony.
Trowel.
Manipulate.
Wasp.
Challenge.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes, you got... Yes.
Sorry.
Come in with a challenge on... What was it?
Wasp and manipulate.
Yes.
Obviously, wasps are very manipulative.
They are.
Can you explain a bit
more?
Is
that the correct use of the word, obviously?
I mean,
they're not manipulative like bees are.
Mm. Oh, they are.
I'll tell you who are manipulative. Lobsters.
Yes.
Terrifies me.
Rachel, you've had a problem in the past with wasps manipulating you.
Yeah, they just give off an aura that they're not going to hurt you, and then they sting the bejesus out of you.
Right.
And I just think they're liars.
All right. Well, in that case, I will allow it. I think that's fair enough. And so, Rachel and Tim, back to you.
Pot.
Brain.
Marcus comes straight in with pot brain connection.
I mean, what's the point of pot if it's not going to affect your brain?
I think I absolutely have to allow that, so just come straight in. Marcus and Tony, back to you.
Groupon.
Calligraphy.
Challenge. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rachel finally gets the hang of the buzzer. Thank you. What was the...
there's a Groupon for everything, so there's definitely a Groupon for a calligraphy class.
I suspect you're probably right. I think calligraphy... Yeah? whatever those are... Handwriting classes are probably, they're very, very popular and heavily oversubscribed, and therefore a Groupon would take the... So back to you, Rachel and Tim.
Buttock.
Tank.
Croquet.
Marcus, again, is tank and croquet.
Yeah, there's a link there. I hardly need to explain it, do I? I will. Famously, Prince Edward won a game of croquet by using a tank.
Was that?
Do you remember the story?
I can't say I do. No.
Yeah, there was a game of croquet and he used a tank.
You fleshed that out nicely for us.
Yeah. Well, I will have to take your word for it. I wasn't aware of that, but if that's the case, then there's clearly a connection there with...
That's just not true.
Oh, dear. We've got problems with...
The rest of this game has been based on absolute fact, and you're just...
Wasps and, you know, that. I was going to allow that, and now I've forgotten where I'm going with it. luckily, the... the next game takes a look at the world of misleading advice. And the world of advice can be annoyingly prescriptive. On a recent visit to M&S, I noticed a packet of biscuits that said, biscuits for cheese. I thought, I'll be the judge of that. You Nazis. Okay, so in this round, teams, I'd like you to assume the role of UK tour guides while providing examples of misleading advice for first-time visitors to these shores. Maybe you could start, Tony.
When you're served Yorkshire pudding, always remember to point out that it was invented in France.
Tim.
Always remember to join in the sing-song at Covent Garden.
Rachel.
When visiting Kew Gardens, feel free to take as many cuttings as you want.
Marcus.
Bradford's nice.
If you're not a football fan, you're encouraged to go and retune the television in a pub.
Cinemas, talk as loudly as you wish, apparently.
If you're visiting the UK from another country, do be sure to read the welcome letter printed daily in the Express.
In a Wetherspoons, you'll find that the tables are sticky. This is high-energy glucose, which you're encouraged to lick off.
People in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, never mind if you refer to all of it as England.
Our next game is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. The County of Yorkshire has produced some of the greatest names in medicine. Groundbreaking immunologist Sir Amrath Wright, trailblazing geneticist William Bateson, who went on to become mentor to Dallas-born father of modern urology, Tex Pierce. In this round, the teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition, and you can be our first patients, Tim and Rachel. Now, the identity of your mystery medical condition is being displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and Rachel think they're bottles of wine. Tim and Rachel think they're bottles of wine.
It's time for your appointment, Tim and Rachel, and you must outline your symptoms to doctors Tony and Marcus. off you go.
Morning. Come
Good
on
morning.
In.
Do Hello. Come in. Have Hi. A seat. Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, people have told me I'm quite complex.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're snobs on the whole, aren't they? Mm.
But I'm feeling a bit down because there was a time in my life when I felt completely crushed, just trodden on.
So I'm finding it difficult to focus. I'm nothing without my glasses.
Mm. It's not just me. My mate fell on the floor last night. I was just completely smashed.
Some people find you rather sweet.
Oh, well, I used to be sparkling, but I miss my mates at the chateau. You know, we were a grand crew.
We were. Actually, sometimes I feel a complete plonker.
It's very, very hard to know what's wrong with you.
Yes.
Could you just bend over while I remove the cork?
Yes. Well, do you think they think that they're wine?
I think you think you're a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
quite right. Yeah. So, Tony and Marcus, it's your turn to be patients now, and you've just been summoned into the surgery of Doctors Tim and Rachel, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Tony and Marcus think they're a drum kit. Tony and Marcus think they're a drum kit.
Oh, hello, come in. Come
Thank
in.
You very
Good
much.
Make yourself
Morning.
At home.
Yes.
Hi, how do you do? Hi, I'm Tom.
Yes, I'm Tom, too.
Tom. Yes, we need a doctor, I'm afraid. We both feel absolutely beaten.
Yeah. Yeah, we get beaten a lot. Yeah, get a lot of stick. Tom, are you walking okay?
Not great, no. I had a very nasty rim shot. To be honest, I've not really been the same since the crash, Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, he was on his way to see the artist formerly known as Prince, you know, Symbol.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though, that, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, how many years? One, two...
One, two, three, four.
Four, yeah.
We think you think you're drums or a drum kit.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, now for a round of updated nursery rhymes. So, teams, I have before me a selection of genuine but incomplete nursery rhymes, which I'd like you to finish off for me. So you can start, please, Rachel. I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
But actually, I prefer petite and curvaceous.
Marcus, here's one for you to complete. Seesaw, Marjorie Daw, Johnny shall have a new master. He shall have but a penny a day because...
He's on a 0 hours contract.
Because he can't go any faster. How about this one, Tim? Little boy blue, come blow your horn.
If you know what I mean.
Tony, how about this one? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder...
What your nominal solar mass parameter is.
I wonder what you are. Another one for you, Rachel. Can you finish this one off? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Johnny's...
Don't always work.
Marcus... ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire and your children...
are filming it and they've put it on Instagram.
Your children have gone. Another one for you, Tim. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Not just any blackbirds, Marks and Spencer's blackbirds.
And finally, Tony, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up...
they went for a pizza in Woking.
Neither up nor down. All right, look, here is some for any of you to finish. My mother said I never should play with the...
Todger.
You're meant to be the responsible one, Tim. We look up to you. How about this one? This old man, he played one, he played knick-knack on his thumb with a...
Todger.
See what an influence you've been on Rachel.
Thank you very much.
How about this one? Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown, tapping at the windows, crying through the lock.
And now he's on the register.
Of all the children in their beds, it's past 8 o'clock. And finally, there was a crooked man, and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, and it caught a crooked mouse, and...
They all live together in the White House.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to... There is just time to fit in a quick round of Tudor Film Club. And Samantha tells us she was highly acclaimed for her role as Anne Boleyn at a recent Tudor reenactment. Mounting the scaffold, the crowd gasped as the burly executioner unsheathed his mighty weapon, and Samantha slipped demurely to her knees. She says, just one swift blow and it was all over. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with the Tudors. Tim, can you start, please?
Death Becomes Her, and Her, and Her, and Her.
Rachel.
The 400-year-old Virgin.
Marcus.
Bridget Jones's Dowry.
Tony.
So I married, then axe murdered her.
50 Shades of Lady Jane Grey.
Dude, Where's My Pa?
Cranmer versus Cranmer.
Bride's Head Exhibited.
Dances with Woolsey.
Dirty Lancing.
One Flew Over the Cuckold's Nest.
Bring Me the Head of... well, anyone really, the man.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Yorkshire Terrier of time gobbles up the pickled egg of pestilence from the pub floor of posterity before the fetid fart of fate empties the snug bar of serenity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Huddersfield, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Timbrook Taylor, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris and Tony Hawkes were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.